I met Aaron actually a few years ago. I believe it was 2014, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, we met in 2014 at a new music festival in Chicago hosted by Northwestern University, where I believe Aaron was a featured performer and I was a composer there. I had a piece performed and we met and we instantly bonded over our mutual love of singer Mike Patton,
Yep,
who
I remember
is
that now.
yeah. And Trevor, I don't know if you know him. He's famous for, you know, singing in Faith No More and Mr. Bungle, and he's kind of an experimental metal vocalist. And so we bonded, strangely enough, over our mutual love of Mike Patton, and we decided then that at some point we should collaborate on a new work. And this new work is only now just starting to be realized. There were all sorts of projects that got in the way, and it's still not finished. And I was hoping that it would get a chance to be premiered at this concert, but it just didn't happen. But we are gonna take a stab at working at it while Aaron is here. But nonetheless, Aaron has, over these last few years, has been instrumental, pun intended, in building up the repertoire for the tuba among a younger generation of composers and for pushing the limits of that instrument in terms of technique, in terms of approach, in terms of aesthetics. So of this kind of younger generation of new music performers, I'd say Aaron is one of the most important for the tuba right now.
Go
I
ahead.
certainly try. I actually am the sound production coordinator at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Turns out when you do a lot of new music, you get a lot of background in sound, and so that's what I do for a living now. So back at that festival, I was performing. I performed a piece that was actually really, again, to make a pun, instrumental and kind of getting me out there into the new music world, called Colossus, for tuba and electronic. It's one of those pieces that it takes a long time to kind of get it together. I was performing this piece by Monty Weber, a composer in upstate New York. At that time, I was and technically still am a doctoral student at the Bowling Green State University, which is one of only, I think now it's up to three doctoral programs in the country that actually emphasize the doctoral major is in contemporary music. And new music's something I've been interested in since all the way back in high school. Like, I was doing John Cage pieces back in high school for fun. It's just something I've always been interested in. So I went to this conference at Northwestern, and we met Jacob, and we also bonded over our love of the sound of out-of-tune tubas. It's kind of an earth-shattering experience when you have a bunch of tubas that are slightly out of tune from one another. That's how we kind of met. And as things happen in the contemporary music world, everyone kind of starts to know each other. I've been doing a lot of computer stuff lately, more so than anything. But when it comes to using hardware effects, you just get a dynamic microphone because that's the easiest kind of mic to use with something like a guitar pedal. You don't have to have a lot of layers in between them of translating the signal. You just get a dynamic mic, you throw it in the tuba bell, put some bubble wrap around it so it doesn't bang against the side. And then you just plug it into the effects pedal. The first time I ever did it, I had a $20 Shure SM57 knockoff that was wrapped in paper, and then I had a cable that ended in a quarter inch. It converted it, so I just went straight into a distortion pedal into this old cheap mixer, and it sounded awful, but it sounded awful in a way that I really enjoyed.
Aaron, in your performance later this evening, what's on the program?
I have a mix of pieces that have been written for other people, but I also include some works that I have commissioned. There is a piece by a very good friend of mine called Berserker by composer Hung Da Chin that's kind of starts the program, and that was one of the works where I worked very directly with the composer. He and I entered the Bowling Green State doctoral program at the same time. He was my best man at my wedding. This is a very personal piece for us. It's also a fun piece because I get to play as loud as I can, which is always nice. I'm also going to include several works with tuba and computers, is how I kind of consider it. As a performer, as a composer, I've been very interested in the computer as something that has its own personality. So there's going to be some works that really integrate technology into it. There's a piece by actually a previously featured composer at University of Missouri, Asha Srinivasan, piece for tuba and computer. So there's going to be a variety of pieces that you know, you occasionally might hear something that is pretty typical for a tuba, but I hope to give you something that you maybe haven't heard before. And there's also going to be just some flat out fun moments, I hope.
My guests this hour have been Jacob Gottlieb. He's the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative, and Aaron Hines. He will be bringing his electroacoustic tuba to the Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus this evening, Wednesday, January 17th at 7:30. To both of you, thank you for making the time.
Thank you for having me.